Okay, so in this module, I'm going to show you how to narrow down your prospects because, frankly, if you use only three or four of the resources we've discussed in this program so far to compile your list, you're going to quickly have more prospects than you'll have time to approach. So before you start any email prospecting effort, take some time to rank your list first. Then focus your effort on the highest probability prospects first. So I'm going to run you through a simple yet very effective ranking mechanism, and there's a worksheet included in this program that will walk you through this. And if you haven't printed that out yet, go ahead and do so, and we can walk through it together. So you're going to rank each of your contacts using your best guess. Those who basically score high and medium in all three categories are going to be your best bets. But I think you should have a rule here, and it should be that to remain on your list, each prospect should score high or medium in at least two of the three categories. So if they're low in two of them, they should probably be out, or you should re-examine the questions and make sure you score them properly. The first area to look at is to rank each contact based on the company's or the organization's level of activity in your field. The best prospects are obviously going to be those who work for organizations that have a high level of activity in the type of work you do. So, for instance, companies that produce a lot of marketing communications to promote their products and services are going to be the best prospects for commercial writers and graphic designers, everything else being equal, of course. For freelance software developers, organizations that are constantly writing code and developing new software are, again, going to be better targets than those that do so sporadically. This may sound obvious, but too often we get away from this basic guiding principle when, for example, we know someone who works for a company on our list. So even though that company does not produce a lot of work in our area of expertise, we approach them anyway, thinking that, well, the strength of our relationship with our friend or associate is going to weigh more heavily and be more important than whether or not they actually have a need for our expertise. So a low score would mean that this company or organization does not produce a lot of work that requires your help. Medium would mean that they produce a moderate amount of work that may require your help. And high is a company that produces a lot of work that would require your help. Second, rank each contact based on how well you know them. Obviously, the better you know someone and the better they know you, the higher the chances of making a connection. So take a few moments to rank each of your contacts using the following criteria. Low would be you barely know this person or just don't know them at all. Medium would be they would probably recognize your name but don't know you intimately. And high would be someone you have a strong personal or professional relationship with and would definitely be someone that recognize you right away and think well of you. Third, rank each contact based on your credentials in the industry they work in. So, do you have a professional experience, skills, education, or portfolio samples that would appeal to prospects in a given industry? If so, your chances of attracting clients in that market are going to improve dramatically. Samples are ideal, but companies are also impressed by other credentials, so don't overlook other factors that may play into that decision. Say you're trying to break into the corporate market as a commercial writer or copywriter. Let's also assume you have a financial background and you helped your previous employer implement an ERP or accounting software system. Your background and experience makes you very attractive to companies that develop and market accounting software. Why? Well, because you've been on the customer side. You understand what it's like to implement and to work with a system like theirs. So here again, rank each contact based on your credentials in the industry they work in or the industries they may have good contacts in. Low would mean few, if any, of your credentials would impress this contact. Medium would mean that you have some credentials that would impress this contact. And high would mean that your credentials would definitely be appealing to this individual.